1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to the WHTC Bowling Report, the Men's Bowling Report for this Monday, October 28th. I'm Gary Stevens, and the Men's Bowling Report with Jim DeGraff is presented by Zeeland Lanes and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Jim DeGraff is with us, and another busy week on the area lanes. Jim will tell us all about who has done well and who has put up some better numbers. Jim, good morning. Hopefully all is well with you.
Well, very good, Gary. Thanks again for the opportunity to share bowling highlights along the lakeshore. Gary, we're into week number 8 already. The season is moving along quite rapidly, and now that the season's kind of getting into the heart of it, we are looking at tournament activity going on. In fact, the Holland area family tournament's going on at Northland Lane, started this past weekend, and will finish up this coming weekend, November 2 and November 3 at Northland Lanes. And of course, for the ladies, the Deer Widows tournament is on Saturday, November 16 at Northland Lanes, and entry blanks are in the area bowling centers for that event. We're starting to think about our state tournament coming up, which will be close by this year. It'll be held in Muskegon at Northway Lanes and at Sherman Bowling Center. And the Holland squad is planning on attending the tournament on January 18 and 19. And we typically bring 20 teams to the tournament. In fact, those reservations for the Holland teams are due in by Wednesday, November 21. So that entry deadline is coming up. Our Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament starts during the month of November, November 23 and 24, and finishes up, it goes on through the 7th and 8th of December on the weekends. Well, Gary, let's take a look at the high scores and high games and high series for this past week. We did record two additional 300 games this past week. In fact, a week ago today, Dave Vanderlei from Suburban League bowled his first ever 300 game. And a week ago Saturday, Chad Walschlager from Saturday Night Fever posted a perfect 300 score. So congratulations to Dave and Chad for their 300-game accomplishments. Bowling 11 strikes in a row last week was Neil Oberheiser from Friday Night Rollers with a 290 game. Bowling a 289 last week was Jeff Meyer Sr. from the Suburban League. We had four bowlers who had games of 279 this past week, and they were Todd Carson from the Suburban League, Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever, Harvey Sturr from the Businessmen's League, and Robert Still from the Saturday Night Fever, having games of 279. Bowling a 278 this week was Don DeYoung from the Suburban League, and also from Suburban, bowling a 277 was Dale Newberry. In the high games for the season, we now have 7 300 scores, and they were bowled by Chris Brummels, Jim Rennick, Dale Workman, Gary Emiot, Joe Cote, and we added this week Dave Vanderlei and Chad Walschlager. Also in the top 10, Bob Zuvrink with a 299, David Putnam from Businessmen's with a 299, and Jeff Neve from Saturday Night Trio, Zeeland Monday Trios with a 298. In the high series for week number 8, Harvey Sturr, along with his 279 game, had a record high series for him of 781 in the Businessmen's League. Jeff Myers Sr. from Suburban with 774. Dale Newberry from the Suburban League with 759. Keone Baring from the Zeeland Monday Trios League with a 743. Dale Workman from Suburban with 738. Don DeYoung also from Suburban with 736. Also bowling a 736 this week was Neil Oberheiser from Friday Night Rollers. Bob Zuvrink from Saturday Night Fever with a 728. Chad Walschlager, along with his 300 game, had a series of 726 from Saturday Night Fever. Danny Van Dort from the Businessmen's League with 723. Todd Carson from Suburban with 722. Courtney Slider from the Tuesday Night Community League over in Zeeland with 719. Kevin Sturgis from West Ottawa with 717. Darren Norton from Zeeland Monday Trios with 716. Jeff Clock from Saturday Night Fever with a 715. Derek Bukowski from the Big 8 League with 707. Robert Stilley from Saturday Night Fever with 704. Randy Smith from the Victory League with 704. And Jim Post from from the Victory League with 702. Our high series for the season, Joe Cote, a couple weeks ago, had a 300 game along with an 838 series. Jim Rennick is now in second place with 805. Two bowlers with 793s, they are Chris Brummels and Steve Branson. Mike Vandenbosch with a 791, Bob Zuverink with a 781, and we added this week Harvey Sturr with a 781. Jeff Meyer Sr. we added this week with a 774. Kevin Pardue from Tri-City with 769, and Scott J. Smith from Tri-City with 768. Want to recognize quickly once again our All-City team, where these bowlers bowl in two different leagues, and they have a high composite average from last year. Scott Smith was our leader with 235 average, Mike Vandenbosch with 229, Dan Faber with 228, Bob Zuverink with 227, Dale Newberry with 220, and Joel Sneller with a composite average of 219. Some really good competition in that area, Gary. And we're going to wrap it up again for this week, and we'll talk to Brent next week, Monday, at 7:40.
Thank you very much, Jim DeGraff. Thanks for the update on what the Kegglers are doing on the area lanes. And we'll talk to Mary Beverly tomorrow. And as you said, you'll talk to Brent next week.
Great. Have a good week.
Thank you very much. Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by Zeeland Lanes.